Good morning, Sunshine Country. It is Monday morning, November 24th, and I'm going to have the opportunity to visit with the Mills County Chamber, and we're going to have the Executive Director, Jitzy Loader, with us. And we do want to say thank you to Medicap of Glenwood, Mark Hughes Construction, Barrett Auto Center, and the Classic Cafe for being a sponsor of our conversation. The Executive Director, Jitzy Loader. Jitzy, how are you?
Fabulous. Those are all our chamber members, too.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So exciting.
How are things going at the Mills County Chamber?
Well, we're gearing up for the end of the year and getting excited for 2026, too. So there's a lot going on. You know, a lot of great organizations and businesses at this time of the year are having fundraisers, coat drives. They're getting ready for their Christmas parties, New Year's, you know. So, But this week is Thanksgiving week.
It is. Okay, before we get into...
Oh, gosh. Okay.
What do you like for best part about Thanksgiving is...
The food.
Okay. All right. Yes.
I think I kind of like the buffet style, like where I can just pick like little things and just have little,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So I'll go back for a second.
Is there one dish in particular that you really enjoy?
Oh my gosh.
And that's
a tough one. I have big eyes. Like, where is it? My eyes are bigger than my stomach. Yes. I always have leftovers, but I love green bean casserole. I love like legit mashed potatoes. Like,
yeah.
The good mashed potatoes. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Powdered ones. I'm a cheesecake person for sweets. Like I like cheesecake. So I'm not really a pie person. I'm the person that will pick the crust off the pie, not eat the center. I'll go around and pick off all the
really?
Edges.
Yes. Okay. Well, hey, if
weird.
You enjoy it.
Yeah.
But you like cheesecake?
Cheesecake is good. It's my favorite.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I was born in New York, so I have like high expectations.
All right. I like it. So there you go.
Yeah.
I was just curious. It's a fun time of the year.
It
now,
is.
Now, what will the schedule be like this week for you at the chamber? Is it going to be altered? Or
You know what? With technology, I'm always on. Like, you know, I'm sitting at home. I'm sharing people's posts. And so that part never really ends, even on Thanksgiving, you know.
Yeah.
So for me, my goal and my job is to, you know, market our businesses. And so if they're putting that information out there, I want more people to know about it. And so with our audience, we can get more eyes on it. And so if I can do that in a click of a button, I'm more than happy to do that.
Cool. All right. So where do we want to start this morning, Jitzy? And it looks to me like you're busy, busy.
Yeah.
So where do we want to start?
Well, you know, I just, especially during this time of year with a lot of our members are small businesses.
Yes.
And it's really important. I have been an entrepreneur. I have the entrepreneurial spirit. I completely understand what small businesses go through day in and day out behind the scenes, not just the pretty storefronts and the things that we see on social media. There's a lot that goes on behind the scenes. So I am all about supporting our local businesses this time of year and just really asking the public and residents in the area to shop local, shop small first.
Yes.
There are things that you can get on Amazon in a click of a button. Also, I get it. I do it. But if you can shop local, if you have that unique person that needs that unique gift, go into a local store, talk to the owner, see what they can help you with. If they don't have a physical product, maybe they can get you a gift card or a gift certificate too.
Yeah.
And that just keeps the money local.
Shop with your local businesses if at all possible.
Yes.
I think
just first.
Check there first.
Yes.
Sometimes you absolutely can't. But
I know.
If you can,
yeah.
If you can,
yeah.
Hey, you know what? Amazon and the big guys, they're going to be just fine.
They'll be just
fine. They're
going to
be just fine. Bezos can get his $500 million yacht. I mean, he's fine.
Yeah.
So,
but these people that, I mean, they're good humans. They're trying to provide a value and a service to our communities. And I just say, let's support them in
you
any
bet.
Way we can.
You bet.
So
okay.
So we have those like this week, you know, we have Black Friday on Friday. Saturday is Small Business Saturday, which is a really big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Cyber Monday on December 1st, which I can't believe it's December on Monday already, but it's here.
It's here.
So we will have a Chamber Black Friday deal. So if you're if you've been considering becoming a Mills County Chamber member, again, you don't have to be in Mills County. You will get December free. If you sign, and you can sign up with half down for next year. So if you were to sign up today, you'll get the rest of the year free, and then we'll just get you in and get you started for next year.
Okay.
So that's our Black Friday deal.
Someone can reach out to you and talk to you about if they want more details.
Yep. LiveMillsCounty.com.
The annual banquet.
The annual banquet. So this has sometimes been in the fall. This year I wanted to have it in at the beginning of the year so that we could really get a full cap on 2025. And we could share that information with, you know, our members and anybody that attends. So we're excited about that. It's going to be January 29th. and it's going to be at the Fountains Ballroom in Glenwood. And if you haven't been there, it's a beautiful venue, beautiful facility, mostly used for weddings and receptions and things like that, but a great place for meetings and, you know, any other events that you would
absolutely
consider.
It's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, it's high end. Yeah.
You bet.
So
then you have the 2026 Leadership Southwest Iowa. Tell me what that is.
So Leadership Southwest Iowa is going to be just like most chambers do. Like, you, I don't know if there's a Leadership Red Oak, mm-hmm. you know, where we, and this is going to be a full year, but it's not going to be all in person. It's going to be a hybrid of online or virtual and in person. So we are really going to, you know, this is for up and coming management, any seasoned leaders that want to network, kind of maybe even refresh themselves on what's going on locally. We'll be talking civic, you know, county, and then we're going to be learning leadership concepts that we can apply, because if we can know all the strategies, but we're not good as who we are as humans,
yeah.
then what's the point?
Right.
Right. So we're going to teach people about what's going on, about the businesses locally, government, and then also help develop the person themselves.
The Leadership Southwest Iowa, that registration is open now?
It's open now. It is open pretty much to the end of the year, so we'll be having a mixer in January to get to know all the attendees.
LiveMillsCounty.com, the place to sign up for that?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
So put that down.
Under events. Yep.
Under events. Now, let's look forward into 2026.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious. Woo-hoo. I can't believe that, but here we go, right?
I feel like it's like, yeah.
You kind of have to start looking ahead.
Yeah.
You probably have been for a while.
Oh, yeah.
So what do we need to think about when we think of 2026?
Well, gosh, you know, it's always... January always comes with the New Year's resolutions, doesn't it? So I have been looking and saying, okay, what went well in 2025? What can improve, and where do we want to grow into, right?
Yeah.
Our core values will still be the same: community, collaboration, and connection. Those won't change. We are always about helping our businesses grow. So if we can book a coffee and connections or after hours for a business, we want to get people in there, have them, you know, a business update the community and attendees on like what's going on for them. So a lot of what the chamber does is hold space for other people's growth.
Yeah.
Right. And so coffee and connections and after hours are a prime example of that. It's not about the chamber. It's about making sure the voice of each business is heard. So we're going to be scheduling those out. Lunch and learns, scheduling out. And that's anybody that's a member or even not a member that has a topic that they'd like to present that could add value to members. We want to hear about it, right? So lots of different companies. We have, you know, insurance. I mean, a florist could come in and do a presentation on floral. We're going to have, you know, the Trevin Hetzel does Hetzel Creative. He helps us with our website. He's going to come in and talk about SEO. So there's going to be a lot of different topics that, you know, maybe somebody could be interested in and help. So we'll be doing that. Events where our retreat for our board retreat will be the first week of December. So we're really going to like hone in on the major events that we want for 2026. We have had some tweaks in 2025 on different events and, you know, really looking and saying, are these effective? Do we still need to continue to do them? If so, great. Let's keep doing it. If not, let's see where we can grow in that. So, and then.
So if people want to visit with you, Jitsi, about any of these, a coffee and connections or a lunch and learn or any of these items, how can they do that? Do they reach out and visit with you?
It's me. Yes.
You're the person.
Yes. You can call me 712-520-5855 or text. And then always livemillscounty.com is the website.
Okay.
And that you'll find the email there where you can reach out. I have, you know, I'm available. So
are these filling up now?
Yes.
So if you have an event or a date like that would be like you wanted maybe a coffee and connection in conjunction with your event that you're having, you need to be kind of planning ahead.
Just sell it for me. Why don't you?
Yeah.
Just sell it.
You're
my salesman.
There you go.
Yeah. So, you know, like talking to Mills County Farm Bureau, they have, you know, there's Ag Day. I can't remember if it's February, March, forgive me. But we're going to coordinate like an after hours that, you know, with Ag Day, Farm Bureau will have us come in and we'll get people there and networking and education and all that good stuff. So 100%.
Okay. And by the way, we are visiting with Jitsi Loader. She is the executive director of the Mills County Chamber of Commerce. Thanks to the Classic Cafe, Thanks to Barrett Auto Center, Mark Hughes Construction, and Medicap of Glenwood. So they make our visit possible. What else do we want to touch on here? Tourism. What's going on with that?
Oh, my gosh. Tourism is its own beast. Like, it is so exciting, and it's just awesome to see everybody that's on the tourism committee get so pumped up about this. This is going to explode in 2026, mark my words. Like, we're going to get people to Mills County, to Southwest Iowa in general, and just, you know, the Travel Iowa's theme this year is, like, slow down, kind of, you know? People can come to Iowa and get away from the hustle and bustle and just kind of, like, you know?
Yeah.
So when we're talking about Mills County, it's Lus Hills, right? It's it's hiking. It's, you know, we have the Wabash Trace Trail. It's ponds. It's lakes. It is that, you know, and then we have the brewery and the winery. And so, like, we have these spaces for people to just unwind.
Yes.
And so that's going to be our theme for next year also, is really getting people to just, you know, if they're in the Omaha, Council Bluffs metro area, or even in Des Moines, they can come to this region and just, like, yeah,
relax,
check out some art,
yeah,
live music. Like, we have all of it, so it's really exciting. So we are also continuing to prompt anybody with an Airbnb, VRBO, short lease rentals to talk to us on our visitmillscounty.com website. We're promoting anybody that's not even a chamber member, because we want people to have options when they come and stay in the region. So even Riverbend Heritage Lodge, we're promoting them, because even though they're not in Mills County, they are a chamber member. And it's an amazing facility for people to stay at. So
it is pretty cool, isn't it?
I mean, the girls are just, it's the energy that they bring to the experience. You just watch them on social media and they're just killing it. I love it.
They're doing cool stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep. And then going into that, we just have a ton of events. Also, you can find that on livemillscounty.com under our events tab. You don't, again, have to be a chamber member to post your events. So even if you're in Montgomery County, Mills County, even like Council Bluffs, Bellevue, they can all put their events on there. I think it's really, you know, there's times I'm in Omaha, and if I know something's there, I could go stop by and check it out. So just the awareness and letting people know that there is the quality of life here. These businesses are putting these things on,
yes,
and, like, investing their time and energy so that people can have this opportunity to enjoy. So
so let's talk about a few. What do we want to be aware of here?
You know, there's always, you know, the trivia nights locally in Mills County. You can find those on the calendar. Bella Terre, which, if you've never been to Bella Terre, this would be a wind down Wednesday, would be a great opportunity for you to check that out. It's a beautiful Tuscan themed, you know, it's a vineyard, it's an event venue. Of course, the shopping is coming up. Then we're really going to get into, because I won't talk to you for a while now, we're going to get into the holiday season and the holiday events, which will be kind of like the beginning, the first couple weeks of December. And I think those are the things that we want to highlight. Obviously, besides, like, Small Business Saturday, go out. We've talked about this. Go out and support your local businesses.
Yes. I think if it's Small Business Saturday, or really any time you're thinking, I want to purchase this item.
Yeah.
Can I purchase it locally?
Yes. Just and let that run through your head.
Can I purchase it locally?
Make it a habit.
Yes.
Yes, exactly.
So.
Glenwood, okay, so Malvern has lantern lunch, and they have a memorial tree lighting on 11/29, but they also have their festival of trees on Saturday, December 6th, so that'll be in Malvern, so you can check the calendar for that for hours. Glenwood will have their 2025 holiday festival. It's going to be 2 days. It's Friday and Saturday, but Friday night is when we actually light the Mills County Square, county, you know, courthouse lawn, with all the lights. And that is, it's beautiful. If you have not seen the lights in Glenwood, in downtown Glenwood, it's just amazing. So Santa will be there at 6 o'clock, and the lights will get flipped on at 6 o'clock.
Awesome.
And there's so many events going on at that time. There's going to be a schedule coming out. So you can, you know, take a horse and buggy ride around the square, and you're going to have s'mores and lots of cool things to do. So,
and that is what day? It's a 2 day festival, but it starts the
Friday night, the 5th.
Okay.
Yep.
That, all right.
It's going to be running from 4 to 8. So there's going to be a lot of stuff going on during that time frame. But at 6 o'clock, the lights will be turned on, which is a cool thing to watch. We get hundreds, I don't even maybe know, 1,000 people, like, standing there. Last year, I had to talk, and I didn't have a speaker. So I was screaming, and I don't even know if people could hear me. But we're going to have a speaker this year. So,
awesome.
So, come out. I'll be there. And then, okay, so Saturday the 6th, more stuff. Emerson is having an Emerson Christmas kickoff. We really want to emphasize that one, too, because these people are just doing so amazing. We have community organizations there, the city. They're all gearing up together, and they're
working hard.
They're working hard to make Emerson alive, and I'm so excited for what's coming for them. They had a vision Emerson that they did, and you're going to start seeing Emerson really come to life here, I think, over the next few years.
You bet.
We're also having a holiday homes tour where you can check out some fancy houses in Glenwood on the 6th. And then our chamber member, the Wilson Performing Arts Center, has their winter concerts the 11th of December and the 20th. And then Friday the 13th. Oh, it's the 13th. Okay. Friday the 13th. I just realized that. Silver City is going to have, I would say, their first annual tree lighting.
Okay.
And so we're super excited for that. They have planned a full day from basically 9 a.m. all the way through the evening. So if you want to check out Silver City, and I think that was sponsored by Western Iowa Networks for the lighting. So super excited about that. And then please go online and check out more events. Of course, I can't list them all.
You have a lot of events. And you would do that at livemillscounty.com?
Yep. There's a big events tab on the left. Yep. Awesome. And under that one, you can look at the leadership Southwest Iowa also. So we've had new members. Vine Street Cafe and Bakery in Glenwood is now open. Bluffs Electric joined. The Lakin Foundation Child Development Center of East Mills joined. And we recently had Kindred Collective, which is a cool collective for, you know, maybe people that don't have storefronts. There's a lot of entrepreneurs that are just doing things out of their house.
Yeah.
And so this gives them the opportunity to come have like a pop-up and sell their products, especially during the holiday season.
I see one of your items is an ugly sweater bar crawl.
Yeah.
Did you ever do an ugly sweater contest?
I haven't. I've just been seeing so many people do it that I don't know if the chamber should do it. I think everybody else is doing such a great job.
Have you ever participated
in that? I was very young if I did. I don't remember. I think sweaters make me hot, so I don't really wear them very much.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm not a sweater person myself, it is popular this time of year.
Yeah, totally.
That's for sure.
Yeah, there's some ugly ones. You can go thrifting, too. There's a couple thrift stores in Glenwood, too. Is there one in Red Oak? Is there a thrift store? Yeah, I think I've seen that. I need to go to that one.
Yeah.
Go find an ugly one. I mean, it could just be cute, funny, whatever, but it's fun. It's just fun to – you got to make life interesting.
Have some fun.
Have some fun with this.
Don't be so serious all the time.
And, you know, I will say, I know the holidays are hard for some people.
Yes.
I get that, and I will never downplay that. But, you know, if you can throw a little laughter in there.
Oh, for sure.
Do. Yeah.
That makes everything better.
So
if you
much.
Can laugh a little, Jitsy.
Yes.
Just absolutely right. So what's the rest of your day hold today?
Well, I will be traveling back to Tulsa to visit my mom with my kids for Thanksgiving. So I'm going to be doing a lot today.
You're going to be busy, busy.
Busy today and tomorrow. Very busy.
Get some things wrapped up.
Yep.
Will you spend the whole holiday down in Tulsa?
No, just 2 days.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So be good.
And you'll have some real deal mashed potatoes.
We'll see.
All right.
My mom isn't the best cook, but she can't hear this. She's not listening, so it doesn't matter. I don't know. I will say that she didn't pass on any great cooking skills, and so I'm just going to depend on other people to do that for me.
So. Very good. Well, thank you, too, by the way, for the Thanksgiving, the little
gift.
We appreciate that very much.
Bring a little festivity.
I love it.
I hope you like red velvet.
Yeah. I like
cheesecake.
I like a lot.
Okay.
So we're good.
Good.
We're good. Thank you.
Of course.
Make it a great day, and it's always a pleasure.
Yes. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Jitsy, and hope you have a wonderful time with all your family and friends.
Thank you so much.
Jitsy Loader with me this morning. Again, the Executive Director of the Mills County Chamber of Commerce. Thanks to the Classic Cafe, Barrett Auto Center, Mark Hughes Construction, and Metacap of Glenwood that make our visit possible. KC.